Welcome to 2025 Talks. We're following our democracy in historic times.
I've always had the greatest admiration for Canada's unique identity, which is recognized across the world for bravery and sacrifice in defense of national values.
Speaking before Canada's parliament, the UK's King Charles says the country faces a critical moment and must defend its democracy and sovereignty. In a speech written by the Prime Minister's office, Charles did not directly cite President Donald Trump's hope to make Canada part of the US. On Tuesday, Trump said Canada can either pay $61 billion to be covered by his proposed Golden Dome missile defense system or be covered for free as the 51st state. Unlike the northern neighbor, many in Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. have worked feverishly to become states. Some in D.C. statehood movement now say the district should become part of Maryland to get voting representation in Congress. While they say it's not ideal for residents, they point to Trump's threats to overturn the district's local government and run the city himself. America's growing isolationism may have benefits, according to Peter Mendelson, the British ambassador to the United States. He credits Trump's acute political instinct for identifying global trends in the U.S. and abroad. He says countries can't risk economic fragmentation, but must come together to reboot transatlantic alliances.
We need to devote an enormous amount of energy and goodwill to preserve, sustain, and deepen the alliances which exist between like-minded countries.
Meanwhile, NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies will close at the end of May. More than 100 people working for NASA, Columbia University, and as contractor employees are being forced out as part of the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal spending. Matt Biggs with the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers notes some members of Congress want to keep the facility open. He says it would take congressional action or the courts, and says even those would have uncertain results.
We're dealing with a rogue and lawless administration. They seem to turn a blind eye to Congress. Like I said, this facility is funded. It's funded in an appropriations bill. It's funded through the NASA funding.
In the latest White House budget, NASA would lose a quarter of its funding, which cuts support for scientific research. But NASA's lease at the Goddard Institute is locked in, and moving out early would likely cost taxpayers around $3 million a year. A federal judge is rejecting Trump's moves to punish the huge law firm WilmerHale. This is the third court setback for the White House in battles with large law firms, although some negotiated deals. Groups championing the arts are criticizing Trump's budget for killing programs like the National Endowment for the Arts, even after canceling more than $25 million in grants for things like arts education. Veronica Alvarez is with the nonprofit CreateCA.
The four C's of 21st century job skills, critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity, all of those skills are developed and supported by the arts. Unfortunately, usually when there's constraint of the budgets in terms of education, the arts have often been the first ones cut.
The president has also called for the Department of Education to be abolished, and his budget proposal ends programs to help migrant students and English language learners. The White House says those promote bilingualism and attract undocumented people to the U.S. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.